Jesus was dead. His lifeless body was still nailed to the cross. It was nighttime and the sky was dark. Consider for a moment the emotions that must have been present in that situation. Huge confusion as to what was happening. Disappointment in the one who was thought to be the Messiah. Anxiety for what lay ahead. Fear of persecution for Jesus' followers. Dark times indeed. Into this scene enters Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. In this moment, it is these two characters that hold the continuing thread of the story. The crowds are gone, and they are replaced by just two people. One, a wealthy disciple of Jesus, and the other, a Pharisee who was starting to see the truth in Jesus' teaching. Nicodemus is often described as a timid character because of the way in which he previously visited Jesus by night, recounted in John chapter 3, and how he now also secretly visits Jesus' body. However, this Good Friday, I want to suggest the exact opposite of both Nicodemus and of Joseph. They are to be admired for their courage and their faithfulness. Nicodemus comes to help Joseph at great personal risk. Only hours after the questioning of Jesus by the high priest, his defection as one of the teachers of the law would have been viewed extremely harshly. Joseph of Arimathea didn't have to ask Pilate for permission to take down Jesus' body. Again, to do so was risky and would clearly identify himself as one of Jesus' followers, both to the Roman rulers and to any of the Jewish leaders that might have found out. Neither of them had to do what they did, but yet they still did it. But before we label them as superheroes, let's not pretend that they wouldn't have had their own doubts and conflicting emotions. The swirling confusion, disappointment, anxiety and fear was almost certainly theirs too. They, just as much as anyone else, were experiencing the darkness of the moment. And yet, there was something. Possibly only a tiny glimmer in their consciousness, amongst all of that maelstrom of emotions that compelled them to carry on. Something that called them to persist in following and serving their Lord in the only way they could in that moment, even when the way forward was uncertain. Their faith and their faithfulness are worthy of our adoration. On this Good Friday in particular, we may similarly be experiencing the darkness. The news tells us of people struggling under extreme pressure, loved ones suffering, people encountering separation and isolation. We may share the emotions of the psalmist in Psalm 10 when it says, "Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" As Christians, it can sometimes be all too easy to simply point to the ending, in our case, Easter Sunday, and triumphantly exclaim, "See, everything is going to be all right." Tony Campolo famously declared in his book, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." Now, of course, this is true, but to skip to the end can sometimes deny the very real and very human experience we encounter from day to day. I would suggest the experience of Joseph and Nicodemus. Sunday is coming, but today is still Friday. Maybe another way of expressing some of our present feelings about what we're experiencing. It's okay to weep for what we see and for what is lost, even when we know the ending of our Christian story. Many of the Psalms offer companionship to us in our lament. So looking at the example of Nicodemus and Joseph, our challenge is to continue to follow and to continue to serve in the ways that we know how, possibly even when we might not feel like doing so. To carry the continuing thread of hope, the continuing story, not just for ourselves, but also for others, even when we might not see an easy resolution to our present problems. So this Good Friday, as we watch and wait this day alongside Jesus in the tomb, let us pray for the courage and faithfulness of Nicodemus and Joseph.